The bust. What I got arrested for in San Francisco. San Francisco, I got arrested for, what did they, we can hear that, Daddy. I'm not gonna repeat the word because I wanna finish the gig here tonight. It's, they said it was vernacular for a favorite homosexual practice, a 10-letter word. It's really chic. That's 2 4-letter words and a preposition. I can't, I wish I could tell you the word. It's, starts with a C. Well, you know what the word is. Now, it's weird how they manifested that word as homosexual. Because I don't. That relates to any contemporary chick I know, or would love, or would marry, you know. And, now, when I took the bust, I finished the show, I said that word, you know, the 10-letter word, and he comes over and says, Lenny, my name is Sergeant Blah Blah. You know the word you said? I said a lot of words that time. Well, that word. Oh, yeah. Well, Lenny, that's against the law, and I'm going to take you down. Okay, it's cool. Gotcha.
See, they couldn't fire us for saying dirty words over the air because that's one of the things we can't
we
do.
Don't
on the radio.
FCC or,
we don't say FCC. We don't say FCC, it's true.
Yeah.
And that's really strange when you think about it that, I mean, I can only talk for myself, of course, that I can invest enough power in words and somehow stay attached to the idea of a radio show enough so that I certain words I can't say.
I know, there's certain words. Well, I could try to say some. Do you want to try and say some dirty words?
It'll be hard. I can try always.
Well, let's try. get the...
No?
Can't do it. I've just got an automatic block against
it. Well, you see, there are words that have clean and also dirty connotations.
Oh, really?
You can say cock in the air because that's a male rooster.
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver, you can say that, right?
That's
you
a good
can
one.
Say pussycat.
Pussycat, right.
Right?
That's
right?
You prick my finger.
Right. I just pricked my finger. You can say that. Nobody will mind. No.
You can say DBM, that's Elvis Presley, dirty body movements.
Dirty body movements?
Yeah, I don't do no dirty body.
You can say duty.
Duty. You can say caca.
You can say caca and duty.
Poo poo.
Yeah,
and
so I
number one and number two, you can say.
Big
baby. Don't say number one.
Oh, yeah, no, because, you know, the sniffer.
There are a few other words.
I'm sorry.
It's against the law to say it and to do it. Well, I didn't do it, man. I know, but I just have to tell you that all the time. Okay. All right. Now, I'm getting in the way again. And the one heat is cool, because he said you broke the law and specifically this thing. Now, the other guy, look, I got a wife and kid. I don't want to hear that crap at all, man. I don't want to get involved emotionally with this. What do you mean you want to hear that crap? Did your wife ever do that to you? Bam, then it got very sticky. No! You ever say the word no? Never said honest to God, never said the word never. How long you married? 18 years. You ever chippy on your wife? Never. Never one time in 18 years you chippy on your old lady? Never one time. Then I love you. Because you're a spiritual guy, but if you're lying, you'll spend some dead time in purgatory. Now, we really got really into it. Okay, now, get in the court, take the same bus, the judge, Aaron Avramitz, a red-headed junkyard Jew, a real fabissiner with thick fingers and a homemade glass eye. Tough folk, right?
Arger, in the cart.
Your Honor, Mr. Whiskey could no more bribe a customs inspector than he could sprout feathers and fly.
Then he'll need a get-out-of-jail-free card. Do not pass. Go.
He comes in, blah, blah, blah. Swear the heat in. What'd he say? Your Honor, he said blah, blah, blah. The judge, he said blah, blah, blah. Then the guy really yanted it up. That's right.
Okay, we're back on the air now.
Can I have some of that coffee, David?
Oh, no, sure.
No, we got a call from the art police just yesterday that were questioning the use of the word the on the radio. And we realized that it's there are a lot of people who...
Only if you spell it.
Only if you spell it, right.
I-T.
I-T.
Without any R's.
There are a lot of people. R's. It was pointed out to us that there was a complaint. We used the word building. Show too.
Did you? Don't say that.
Well, I can't now. Well, I could say it now in context, probably, without putting us in too much trouble. But there was a young lady on Western Avenue between Alvarado and Olympic who sent in a letter saying that the word brought up terrible nightmares to her. Yeah, that her father used to pillage her terribly when she was young and kept yelling building at her when he'd do it.
And jumped just, out of a building
I said
in 1929.
Yeah, people have been jumping out of buildings.
Building, and he'd pillage her?
Yeah, right. Economies have been destroyed by too much building. I mean, it's a heavy word, so we can't use it anymore.
Listen, I don't think we ought to say anything which brings up anything downer in anybody's
mind.
Wait a minute.
That word you just
word.
Said.
Yeah.
Which one?
Anything.
Oh, I can't even say it. Downer. You know. Don't say that anymore. Don't say you.
What about a guy who had a brother who died on downer?
Wait a minute. My poor brother, he died. Don't talk about my brother.
Listen, you can't say the word dying on the radio because, you know, that brings up, you know, that's
death.
Everybody's...
Death.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's not nice to look at.
I didn't believe it. There was a guy up on the stage in front of women in a mixed audience saying blah, blah, blah. The judge. This I never heard. Blah, blah, blah. Said blah, blah, blah. He said blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to lie to you. It's in the minutes. I'm not going to lie to you. All right. The DA. The guy said blah, blah, blah. Look at him. He's smug. He's not going to repent.
I'd like to take one, too, Dad.
Scared, son? Don't be. I love you at times like this.
I know, Dad, but how can you be an... I mean, I still don't see how you can be my defense lawyer and the people's prosecutor all at the same time.
Easy, son. This way I can personally see that you're persecuted to the full extent of the laws.
That's my dad.
George Leroy, tire biter, please take the stand.
Does he mean me?
Now stand tall, Porge. There's no...
Then I dug something. They sort of like saying blah, blah, blah. Because they said it a few extra times.
They got 18 men as prison guards, as hostages in the yard below. They cut to the tower, the warden, Hume Crone.
All right, Dutch, this is the warden. You've got 18 men down there, prison guards, who've served me faithfully. Give up, Dutch. And we'll meet any reasonable demands you men want, except the vibrators. Now forget it. You're not getting them, Butch. Can you hear me? This is the warden. Yada, yada. Yada, 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 warden. Never mind those Louis Armstrong impressions. Give up. You're a rotten, vicious criminal, a menace to society. They're gonna start killing soon. Now the handsome but mixed up prison doctor. H.P. Warner.
Hello, my son. Many years ago, when I told that lady I gave her son when I...
Would you come off that Billy Daniels jazz you nitwit? Shut up. I'm the warden here in California. Got a job to do.
You seem to forget, don't you, that I've got somebody to answer to up there. Sacramento. I don't know what the hell I do. If it is...
That's just the warden again, you punk. You're pushing me too far. You better give up. Yada, yada! Shut up, you goddamn nut! Idiot, you, I'm sorry, give me that library card now. I don't know, maybe if we just kill a few for an example. I mean, Tower C! Tower C, you want to kill about 1,200 down there? Good swing, knock yourself out, baby. Kill him! The ones in the gray shirts. Hey, you guys want to put the cards down for a minute now and kill him like I told you? The bullets? Ask my wife. Looking back at my brown slacks. Forget it.
Maybe I'll just kill about 6 or 7 here with my police special.
Wait a moment. Before there's any killing, I'll get down there.
Not you, Father Flotsky.
Tony?
Yes, Ned?
Remember when you had to bring smelly old Irish priests into your house to rid loved ones of hideous demons like Beelzebub, Katzenberg, Obits, and Cher?
I sure do.
Tony, are you tired of pea stains on your Persians and pea soup flashed all over your ice-cold bedroom floor?
I sure am.
Well, your prayers have been answered.
No!
Here's the man with the machine that's turning heads all over Christendom.
Thank you.
Father Groper, I wouldn't normally confess this to you, but, you know, Father Groper, you know the story of Father Groper, the healing of this man?
Oh,
from
yes.
cat molester to Bishop of Boston.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
I can drive a cat to the zoo now, and I don't do a thing
but you
to
can't
the dear
make it think,
thing.
Can
That's
you?
Right.
All right,
bees.
Anyways.
I like to fondle bees now.
Yeah, they're real honey.
That's right. A fly. Do you like to fondle flies?
The Archbishop's going to cover it up for me.
Yes, he is. You know what you cover?
Hey, zip it.
Screw Ireland, folks. How about that, huh? They really bum-wrapped you, the IRA. I read about them. They're really no good. Screw the Irish. What do you say about that one, gang? Yeah, sir. Hey, they really give you a hard time, those Micks. How about it, folks? Screw the Irish. What do you say about that thing, huh? Okay. A heckler in the balcony. That's the funniest thing you've said all night, boy. That's right. Screw Ireland. Screw Ireland. Take it easy, Buster. Let's not get out of line. It's just a little joke now. Buster, screw Ireland. Screw Ireland. The manager. What's going on out there? Screw Ireland. Screw Ireland. Get that bum off the stage. Go to the newsreel. Screw the bastard Irish. Get the bobbies back, folks. Screw the Irish. They stole the grail back. Back to the dressing room.
Irish language lab. Lesson one. Listen and repeat.
Repeat.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
Very good. My, what fine looking potatoes.
My, what fine.
Very good. Does the meal come with potatoes?
Does the meal come
very
with...
good.
Slow down.
Does the soup come with potatoes?
The soup come with potato.
Very good. Does the bride come with potatoes?
Does the bride come with potatoes?
Very good.
Thank you.
Lesson two. Conversation. In this conversation, you'll play the part of Paddy, and I'll play the part of Mikey. Respond when you hear the beep. That sounds like this. Beep. Well, Paddy, top of the morning to you. How might you be feeling this fine morning? Oh, what a lovely looking sack of potatoes you've got there. Where might you be going with those potatoes, anyways? Down Killarney way, I would imagine. What do you say we walk together, you and me? Oh, I suppose you want me to carry that big heavy sack of potatoes for you. Is that your idea of a good time? You'll be carrying no potatoes at all, and me be carrying two big bushel baskets like I'm some kind of an ass or a mule or something. You sitting up there in that high house of yours, eating potatoes, Julianne, every night, taking baths in that fancy green soap you get from America. Me and my family scraping and starving. Listen to those sheep, how hungry they are. And another thing, those things you've been saying about me mother and the goat down by the bog. I don't like those things, Paddy. My mother's a decent Irish woman. And even if she does like to carve little anatomically correct figures out of the potatoes and watch them grow old and wrinkly in the sun just like a wrinkled up old self, it's none of your concern. If you be keeping it up, I'm going to bait in your hand with my big shillelagh stick. What do you think of that? Beep.
So I'm going down. Now you come up to Pat O'Brien chairs. You're worse than a sawbones. You're full of milk and honey and bee germ and all that. This guy's a monster's father. They got knives and guns. So you seem to forget, don't you, that I've got something stronger than a gun. You mean... That's right, jujitsu. You're making a mistake, Father Flosky. Son, the mistake is mine's making. I'm going down there. Cut to the worst part of the last mile. Look at Jim Crow, Uncle Tom scene. First cell.
What a boy. Old man River.
Ribba.
Ribba.
I'd like to sing a old river song in honor this week of National Mississippi Riverboat Paddle Wheel Week. Mr. May, if you please.
Very polite, Mr. Freeburg.
Thank you.
Old man river, that old...
All right, Tweedley, politeness I dig, but what in the world is wrong with old man river?
The word old has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say
thank you. Yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he don't say nothing.
Hold it, fellas. Now what, Tweedley?
The word something, you left off the G.
But that's authentic. Something. Something. That's the way the people...
I'm sorry, down there. What? The home is a classroom, Mr. Freeburg.
I know you said that.
Keep in mind the tiny tots. And furthermore, think back. You'll recall that you said, but he don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, Mr. Freeburg, that's a double negative. Do you mean he does say something?
No, I just wasn't using my head, I guess.
I mean, after all, it should be grammatically correct, keeping in mind...
the tiny tot, yes.
You probably mean he doesn't say anything.
I suppose I mean that, yes, I guess. All right, fine, you win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you.
You're welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he doesn't say anything. He just keeps rolling, he just keeps rolling along. He don't...
doesn't plant taters, potatoes. He doesn't plant cotton, cotting. And them, these, those that plants them are soon forgotting. But Elderly Man River just keeps rolling along.
Excellent.
Well, well, soon I gwan down to the levee. Then I gwan up to that big river in heaven. Get me a lot of fried chicken and loading melon. You know, you don't mind dying, boss, if you got a natural sense of rhythm. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Next, though. You're gonna fry somebody tonight. Tonight, you're gonna fry somebody.
Shut him up! Shut that nut up!
Fry somebody tonight.
Shut him up! Shut that nut up!
Fry somebody.
Shut him up!
You call me a nut when it's published. He goes, fry somebody tonight. And the bridge is wild enough. Guy's gone to the chair, right? The last mile. So long, Marty. Here's my playing cards, kid. There's my mezuzah wang. There's that door. I don't want to go in there. I don't know what to do. I don't want to go in. I don't know what to do.
Don't sit down, Martha.
What happened to the lights?
They just burned the kid.
Mama? Mama, I'll be good.
Mama, I will. Mama, I'll be good. Mama, I just want to get out.
Back to the yard. With Father Flosky.
Hello, Dutch. You don't remember Father Flosky now, do you, son? You don't remember, do you, 10 years ago in the Fifth Ward, when one boy went bad and one went good? Don't you know a funny thing to think about once in a while? If a boy goes bad and takes the bad road, and then one decides to take the good road, when the bad road is closed, the good road will never be open, Dutch. Dutch, you don't remember, do you, that there's Arthur Shields, the Swiss colony wine? Give me that gun, Dutch. You're not a bad boy. And I told him up there at the tower, I'd come down here and I'd take that gun away from you and I'll do that same thing. Now, give me that gun, Dutch. I said I'd do it and I will.
Now give me that gun. I don't have a gun, Father. Here. Have one of mine.
Fair dames to please, and so does Louise. So don't hide arms, get side arms at Ames Guns. 30102 East Rhode Island School of Design Terrace in Ukaipa.
Daddy, where can I get a good deal in a Christian atmosphere?
Here, friends, right here.
Come on, Dutch, come on. Come like a schmeckin'. Yada, yada. Yada. Yada, 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 Father. You're right, he's a goddamn nut.
How do you know that Rosicrucian jazz? Pay your speech in the water. Ill men, the prison guards. I know this smacks of an insidious deed, but I'm the warden here. Giving to Dutch would be giving in to crime, and I've got a job to do. Hench, and I'm not going to screw up. Hell, you know what the gig was when you took it, huh? 3 seconds, Dutch. Three big ones. Are you going to listen to anybody?
I'm listening to nobody. Nobody in this whole stinking rotten prison ward. You hear me? I'm listening to nobody.
Dutch, listen to me, Bubby.
Who is that?
It's Kiki, the hospital attendant. The one who gave me the bed bath. Give up, Toddler. Don't screw up your good time.
Can't give you enough, can you? Kiki, baby, I'm gonna give it all up for you.
Did you hear that? He's giving it up for me. I feel just like Wally Simpson.
On the ride to Culver City, he reads about the King and Mrs. Simpson. LB loves kings. He is a king himself. Out beyond 3 miles, gambling ships ride at umbilical anchor in the wake of Catalina. Tonight their lights will glitter on the water. The carousel on the pier will pipe old songs. Benny Goodman broadcasts Swing from Avalon Ballroom. I wake. I sleep. I wake again. My father will sleep all his married life in twin beds. Mr. Mayor likes twin beds, even though real-life kings and would-be queens scramble together like sex-mad fish pulled out of the spermy surf in the fullness of the moon. Mr. Mayor keeps the beds apart.
Did you hear that, all you bitches and cell blocker? A gazinza. He's giving it up for me. Did you hear him, Warden?
I heard him, you fruit. Watch it, Warden. Don't overstep your bounds now. Are we going to get all our demands? What do you want? A gay bar in the West Wing? Gotcha. What else? I want to be the Avon representative of the prison. It's a funny edit it out. Have a year's supply of less toil. Dumb chickens are getting stuff thrown up.
And I figured out after 4 years why I got arrested so many times. See what happened. It's been a comedy of errors. Here's how it happened. I do my act at perhaps 11 o'clock at night. Little do I know that 11 a.m. the next morning, before the grand jury somewhere, is another guy doing my act who's introduced as Lenny Bruce in substance. Here he is, Lenny Bruce in substance.
Now, the last 4 years I spent in and out of the courts, and I figured out, after 4 years, why I got arrested so many times. Think what happened. I do my act at, perhaps 11 o'clock at night. Little do I know that 11 a.m. the next morning, before the grand jury somewhere, there's another guy doing my act who's introduced as Lenny Bruce in substance. Here he is, Lenny Bruce in substance. A peace officer who is trained for to recognize clear and present danger, not make-believe, does the act. The grand jury watches him work and they go, that stinks. But I get busted. And the irony is that I have to go to court to defend his act.
A peace officer who is trained to recognize clear and present dangers, not make-believe, does the act. The grand jury watches him work and they go, that stinks. But I get busted. And the irony is that I have to go to court and defend his act.